We're here in a day of great celebration, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope you are as well. But why are we here? Why do we have Berean Bible Society? And as I answer that in the next couple of minutes, I hope it also answers why we need to join together to fight the good fight. Why Berean Bible Society? Why a 56-year-old organization? Very simply, it's the will of God. It's the will of God because Berean Bible Society is unique in its stand, its outreach, and its acceptance. In the minds of many, and many of you, the Berean Bible Society is a pillar of truth. It's the beacon of the grace of God, whether it be nationally or internationally. It's the voice of the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, this gospel entrusted to the Apostle Paul, the very will of God for us today. Even as you consider some of your favorite verses that proclaim Paul's gospel, like Colossians chapter 1, you'll find great exhortations and great truth about how Paul received the revelation of the mystery and this type of thing. But it's in verse 27 that we see that God wanted this truth to be known. You realize it's the very will of God to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery. It's the very will of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, another favorite of ours, we find the dispensation of the grace of God given to the Apostle Paul to pass on to the Gentiles. It was this grace, verse 8, that was given to enlighten Paul about this mystery dispensation, verse 9, which is now to be made known, verse 10, which is literally the eternal purpose of God. We could probably even take the history back just a little further. We could take the history of the grace movement back to the eternal purpose of God. It is the very will of God. And to stand and proclaim the grace of God is God's will. I don't know if you ever have this happen to you, but it frequently does with me as I'm studying, as I'm reading the scriptures. One verse just kind of grabs me for a while. And a verse that has been, that has touched my life in the last few weeks is 1 Timothy chapter 2. If you'd like to turn there, 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's a very brief verse, but I think it gives us the will of God, the will of God for every man. No matter what your spiritual condition, we have in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, the will of God for everyone. There's something here for everyone. He says, speaking about God, who desires or who will, we're talking about the will of God. God's will is for every man to be saved. Number one, God desires, God wills every man to be saved. That tells us part of our responsibility. And I'm thankful to be associated with the Berean Bible Society and the frequency with which we see the proclamation of the gospel of the grace of God for salvation. But look at the second part of the verse as well. God also wills, it is God's will also, that every man come unto the full knowledge of the truth. The word full knowledge is equated in the scripture with Paul's gospel. And so as he says here that God desires all men to come to the full knowledge of the truth, he's talking about knowing and understanding the riches of the glory of his mystery. He's talking about proclaiming or understanding the gospel that establishes us that's the very will of God. That's the reason for Green Bible Society. I too looked at the 50th anniversary memorial book, and I noticed the motto on page 15. The motto that's hanging, I think it's in the East Hall. I'm a little turned around here, but it's this direction from the main door, hanging on the wall, that sacred trust. And on the side of the in the 50th anniversary booklet there, it says, "This motto spells out our greatest need, our solemn responsibility, and our resolute aim." No motto at BBS is more representative of our mission as a whole. And that motto is a collection of verses. Pastor Sadler read some of them. Let me just read the other two. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, "Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God." And of course, verse 2 goes on to say stewards seem to be fixed. And the other one in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, "But as we are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." For over 50 years, God's people have been willing to lay it on the line for his will, the proclamation of the grace of God. They've been willing to lay it on the line with Green Bible Society. And as we look forward to the future in a new home, in a new building, in a new setting, may we be resolved to continue to fight the good fight. May we be willing, like the Apostle Paul, to hazard our lives for the very will of God. God, who desires all men to be saved and to come